USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is spending some time up on Capitol Hill testifying before the Senate Banking Committee. This after the Fed Reserve approved the biggest interest rate hike in almost three decades. When it comes to inflation being at a 40-year high, President Biden contends we have inflation due to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Paul was asked by Republican Senator Bill Hagerty from Tennessee if Russia's invasion of Ukraine is the main catalyst behind high inflation.
Would you say that the war in Ukraine is the primary driver of inflation in America?
No, inflation was high before, certainly before the war in Ukraine broke out.
U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm says rising gas prices are a worldwide problem. Graham once again calling on big oil companies to worry more about consumers and less about shareholders. USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan silver dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
New numbers out show the housing market may be cooling.
Fresh news from the National Association of Realtors showed that the spring selling season was slow this year, with sales in May down 8.6% from last year, yet mortgages and rents continue to rise. Redfin Real Estate Brokerage Chief Economist Daryl Fairweather this week says the housing market has a lot of room for improvement.
It's not really good for anybody that housing is the way it is in this country. There's a lot of market inefficiencies, things like NIMBYism, also just like the way that we tax land and property is not as efficient as it could be, which means that we don't build as many homes as we probably should be to meet demand. We underbuild.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals is tonight, with the Lightning hosting the Avalanche. The puck drops at just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time on ABC. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The Democratic-led House Oversight Committee is holding a hearing Wednesday titled Tackling Toxic Workspaces. They are looking into the NFL and how they handled alleged workplace misconduct and sexual harassment at the Washington Commanders' offices. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell testifies that the Washington Commanders had a poor human resources department, but says their own investigation was thorough.
We believe we understand what the environment was at the Washington Commanders for far too long, and it was unacceptable, and we dealt with that. And I think we've now seen a dramatic turnaround in a very short period of time.
Republicans argue the Oversight Committee should be focusing on government organizations, not the private sector. President Biden is directing a federal government agency to assess options for the United States to help Afghanistan after a deadly earthquake. That's according to a statement from National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. Afghanistan was struck by a 5.9 magnitude earthquake, killing over 1,000 people. North Dakota Republican Senator Kevin Cramer released a statement saying he may have to have his right hand amputated after injuring it while doing yard work. Senator Cramer releasing a statement saying the risk for infection is also high. He went into surgery after suffering the injury, and he's at home in North Dakota. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.